We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Good boy, Jim. You like your nylon bone, huh? Good boy, Jim.
Hello, delightful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhad Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Haitian children show appreciation to Australia for their assistance. In sustainable energy news, Pakistan is planning to increase alternative power sources. In animal welfare news, Indonesian activists call for government protection of our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 17th, is the Independence Day of Gabon, commemorating its sovereignty attained in 1960. Adjacent to the Atlantic Ocean in western Central Africa, Gabon has lush equatorial rainforests, covering about three-fourths of the country. Among Gabon's several protected areas are the ecosystem and relict cultural landscape of Lope Okanda, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Abundant in natural resources, Gabon is one of the world's largest producers of manganese. August 17th is also the Independence Day of Indonesia, celebrating its autonomy achieved in 1945. Between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, Indonesia is the Earth's most vast archipelago. This Southeast Asian nation is home to more than 300 ethnic groups, with several hundred languages. Furthermore, its internationally significant biodiversity is evident in Lawrence National Park. A UNESCO World Heritage Site, it is the only place on the globe with continuous ecosystems spanning snow-capped mountains to tropical marine environments. We wish the friendly people of Gabon and Indonesia a splendid Independence Day.
Fly news. Monsoon rains deluge northern India and Nepal. More flooding has emerged as rainfall continues in regions of India over the past week. As of Monday, August 15, at least 21 people in West Bengal had lost their lives, with 1.9 million residents across 14 districts affected, as over 135,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. In Uttar Pradesh, 17 people had succumbed to rain-related incidents as the Solon, Gaghara, Ganges and Kali rivers continued to inundate surrounding areas. At least 30,000 people have been affected, with villagers in low-lying areas stranded on rooftops without food or water as their essential household items were swept away. In neighboring Bihar state, hundreds of residents were similarly isolated by impassable roads. In nearby Nepal, the monsoons caused a landslide in the mountainous Solukhumbu district on Saturday night, claiming at least five lives, with rescuers able to save one woman on Sunday.
Upon first hearing of the extreme conditions in Nepal and northern India, Supreme Master Chinghai had offered $10,000 for each on July 17th with all her love and sorrowful sympathies. She also requested that our association members please go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. The total, $20,000, could purchase $412,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on the general cost of living in both countries.
With sorrow for the precious lives lost, we thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her compassionate concern. Our prayers for the resilience of the flood-stricken residents and that such extreme conditions may soon be curbed through humanity's gentler eco-stabilizing actions.
Homes damaged by Honduran tornado. As the western province of La Paz, adjoining El Salvador, was struck by a twister on Saturday, August 13th, roofs were torn from several houses in the city of Tutule and surroundings. In the village of La Huerta, the local school and community center were also damaged, along with regional coffee and corn crops. In addition, the toppling of more than 100 trees left affected communities temporarily without power. After determining that there were no injured persons, repair crews worked to restore electricity as other rescue personnel prepared food and mattresses to send to the area, along with roofing tiles and other construction material to rebuild homes. We are grateful for the immediate and caring actions of the Honduran officials and emergency personnel, wishing the residents a swift return to their productive regular lives and that harmonious weather patterns prevail with our more considerate care of the environment.
International relief efforts continue in the Horn of Africa. As drought and famine continue to plague eastern African countries, Save the Children warned that the number of unaccompanied children from Somalia at the Dadaab refugee camp in northeast Kenya has increased fourfold as families become separated on the long journey and are subjected to other harsh circumstances that cause children to end up alone. In addition, the World Health Organization, or WHO, warned on Friday, August 12, that Somalia is facing the increasing threat of a cholera epidemic. As the number of cases of acute diarrhea rose to 4,272 this past week, WHO sent medication to the country, while several other UN agencies prepared aid supplies. In Somalia, a mobile hospital established by the United Arab Emirates increased its efforts to curb the spread of the disease, and Red Crescent emergency relief teams dispatched a convoy with 40 tons of essential food supplies to sustain families in the makeshift camps near Mogadishu.
The UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Valerie Amos, has meanwhile called on the world to increase both immediate and long-term aid to the Horn of Africa, saying, "We have to do all we can to help people now, but we must also work together to build the long-term resilience of communities that are now facing drought conditions." On Thursday, August 11th, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced that an additional $17 million U.S. dollar donation to the East African countries, $12 million U.S. dollars of which is going to aid the Somali people. On Monday, during talks with Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, China's premier, Wang Jiabao, also announced an extra $55 million U.S. dollars in emergency food aid from China to Ethiopia and other drought-hit African nations.
Upon first hearing of the Horn of Africa crisis, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to Save the Children, Oxfam and the Red Cross, for a total of $300,000 in urgent assistance to the East African people, sending a message that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works. "Our appreciation, international governments, organizations and persons working to aid those in need, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support. With our prayers for the comfort of the African people and the blessing of precious rain, may such tragedies be eased through humanity's benevolence as a vegan world."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Thank you.
right about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Cho chú suốt đời không đổi thay, cảm ơn người độ lượng chăm sóc thân mọn hèn cho thức ngon nước mát cho nệm ấm chân em. Tim tôi chỉ có người thờ phượng chú suốt đời, ngày ngày chờ trong cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bạn sẽ ngậm cười. Tim tôi phương chu suốt đời, ngày ngày chờ trong cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm giá rời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 525. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People across all spectrums of society in countries such as India, Libya, Syria, and Yemen continue to gather in solidarity as they seek government reforms that serve the best interests of the people and address the basic needs of the most disadvantaged.
India, police detained an Azhari Tuesday, August 16, along with 1,200 supporters, a few hours before he was set to start an indefinite hunger strike as part of continued activist demands for stronger anti-corruption laws. As people in cities across the country began to protest his arrest, Mr. Azhari released a statement saying he would continue supporting the activist movement as he urged followers to adhere to principles of non-violence.
Syria. As government shelling of the city of Latakia reached a Palestinian refugee camp where makeshift dwellings provide scant protection, senior Palestinian official Yasser Abed Rabo stated that Syria was committing crimes against humanity. Activists, meanwhile, reported that the death toll in Latakia had reached 34 by Monday as troops also stormed the nearby city of Hula, killing at least one elderly man.
Meanwhile, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu and Jordanian Prime Minister Maruf Al-Bakit called for an immediate halt to the crackdown while urging for concrete action in implementing reforms.
Libya, following their arrival in Brega, revolutionaries assumed control of the city, Zawiya, on Monday and were also able to secure supply lines into the capital, Tripoli. However, many residents in the region departed with concerns for their safety as government forces fired a Scud missile on Brega, the first such weapon since the uprising began. Meanwhile, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's interior minister Nasser al-Mabruk Abdullah departed from Libya and was noted to have arrived in Egypt with nine of his family members. Also on Monday, the Dutch government announced the transfer of $142 million in previously frozen Libyan assets to the World Health Organization so that the funds can directly benefit the Libyan people.
Yemen. Press TV reported that on Sunday, August 14th, citizens welcomed newly defected troops from the government's military, with the former soldiers stating they would now support the uprising against the current regime. Meanwhile, intense clashes erupted Monday between government forces and pro-activist Bakil tribe members, leading to the deaths of 23 tribesmen.
With grief for precious lives lost as well as those injured and oppressed, we pray that the strife in all nations is halted and that people across the globe may choose shared security and dignified freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also give a lot of zillion of spiritual points. And I hope it works.
Good talk.
that is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity. Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright to have freedom, because they are children of God. Their right to demand it if they don't have.
Ta không muốn giữ con tim này nữa. Ngày lại ngày, nó xấu xé lòng ta. Trong cuộc đời đầy bão tố phong ba, bao bất hạnh in hằn từng giọt máu. Ôi trái tim vô cùng quý báu, ta bán không xong, bỏ chẳng đành. Ôi trái tim nhỏ bé mỏng manh, muốn ôm vào cả trời đau khổ. Ta muốn đi tìm hoa đà thánh tổ, xin Ngài hủy bỏ trái tim non, để ta không còn cảm giác đau thương khi nhìn mãi trần gian đầy khổ lụy. Ta làm được gì cho nhân thế? Ta làm được gì cho quê hương? Ôi cõi đời thế lương, sao mãi tràn máu lệ? Nhạc cũng buồn như kể lể, cảnh cũng biến đổi như hí trường, nên dù ta ca bài yếu đương, tim cũng sầu như biển, lòng không thể bình yên. Nếu mai có luân hồi, ta xin làm hoa cỏ, xin không còn làm người, dù chỉ một lần thôi.
Be here now.
Iranian and Indian nationals freed. Some 23 sailors on board the Malta-flagged MV Sinin have been released in Somalia, 182 days after they were detained in waters off the coast of Oman. The vessel had been traveling from the southern Iranian port of Bandar Abbas to China. Shipping officials confirmed that following several months of negotiations, the sailors were released unharmed. We are thankful for the peaceful freedom of all 23 crew members. Our best wishes for their joyous homecoming with friends and loved ones.
Save our planet. Scientists from the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center report that July 2011 Arctic sea ice was the lowest level ever, at 210,000 square kilometers less than the previous low in July 2007 and 2.18 million square kilometers below the average for 1979 to 2000.
Save our planet. Burmese democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi joins environmentalists and other residents in calling for a halt to the construction of the Myitsone Dam on the Irrawaddy River, saying that besides displacing at least 10,000 primarily ethnic Kachin people, it would devastate an area rich in biodiversity and introduce dangerous risk in the event of an earthquake.
Warning news, as of August 12, 2011, 30 cases of anthrax contagion, a lethal disease contracted by direct contact with diseased livestock, were reported in China's northeast Liaoning province.
Hi, it's Nini the Panda, and I'm following a yummy plant-based diet. I'd like to share a tip for relationship building with loved ones living in other cities, a wonderful way to help younger children remember beloved grandparents, aunts, uncles, or friends is by making a video memory. The book can be read by the loved one while it is being recorded and then viewed anytime by the youngsters. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Haitian children show appreciation to Australia. Young people created songs, colorful drawings, poems, and theatrical sketches to thank Australian Aid for International Development, AusAid, for its help following Haiti's January 2010 earthquake. AusAid assisted by funding 24 environmentally safe areas in which youth could learn and play in the town of Jacmel and La Vallée and Cay Jacmel's areas in South Haiti. It was part of Australia's $428,000 contribution to child rights organization Plan International Haiti's program. Our many thanks and heaven's blessing, Australian Aid for International Development and Plan International Haiti, for your generous and devoted efforts to a safe and happy future for Haitian youth. May all recovering from emergencies be graced with abundant opportunities.
In sustainable energy news, Pakistan is planning to increase alternative energy sources. To help deal with electricity shortages and the effects of climate change, the Pakistan government is instituting a long-term policy to supply at least 5% of commercial energy from sustainable power, such as from solar and wind, by 2030. This arrangement, reports United Kingdom-based Alternet, will also help to provide more energy to the country's growing population. Our earnest appreciation, Pakistan government, for your eco-friendly decision of implementing clean power. May every nation adopt green practices for a healthier planet for all. Up next on Noteworthy News, Indonesian activists call for stricter enforcement of animal welfare laws. We'll just go for a hug, be right back. Stay tuned for more laudable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, vibrant news for an energized world. In animal welfare news, Indonesian activists call for government protection of our co-inhabitants. The Stop Animal Abuse event in South Jakarta was sponsored by Indonesian animal rights group, Fauna Welfare, and the law offices of Lubis, Santosa, and Maulana. It featured prominent lawyer and human rights advocate, Mr. Todung Mulya Lubis, who spoke at the gathering. He emphasized strengthening legislation and implementation of laws to safeguard animals. In addition, a slideshow and video were shown about concerns of animal welfare in the country.
Kalau kita ingin menegakkan dignity, martabat, ya, peradaban, ya, manusia, ya, kita juga mesti menghormati semuanya. Makanya dalam undang-undang konservasi, ya, hayati, ya, itu kan dilindungin, ya. Flora dan fauna itu adalah ya, hak-hak yang mesti dijaga dan dihormati oleh kita semua.
Other participants including Ms. Tresia Prawiro Surojo, a family therapist who works with animal companions in her practice, and child psychologist Dr. Seto Muliadi. Ms. Prawiro Surojo explained how animals teach us modesty, humility, and loyalty. Famous actors Ms. Restu Sinaga and Mr. Dennis Adiwara also showed support for the occasion.
Banyak tindak kekerasan terhadap manusia dimulai juga dari kekerasan terhadap lingkungan ataupun terhadap hewan.
Be fetch, go green, to save the planet.
Our gratitude for our welfare, the law offices of Lubis, Santosa and Maulana, and distinguished guests for your commitment to ensuring our loving animal friends are respected and cherished. May heaven bless all beings on earth to live in security, peace and happiness.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Olaxese or Vietnamese entitled Dead Sea.
Thầy, em biết gì về biển chết trò? Dạ thưa thầy, em cứ không biết là biển bị bệnh.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
May this be the year when leaders join hands to embrace the loving solution of Supreme Master Ching Hai. May the divine spark in all creation be recognized with mutual respect and dignity to bring lasting peace, happiness and abundance. Amrita from Venus, Pennsylvania, USA.
Sincere Amrita, how wonderful to receive your beautiful message. We join you in praying this blessed time is soon coming. May God's infinite grace be with you and the caring people of the United States.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. So please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your precious life be graced with love and benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a meeting with a visiting U.S. Senator John McCain and his accompanied delegation, Pakistan President Asif Ali Zardari affirms his country's wish to foster cordial relations between the two countries based on mutual understanding, trust, and respect.
In an effort to protect youths from the harmful effects of alcohol and tobacco, Russia's main political party, United Russia, along with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's public organization, People's Front, recommend raising the country's legal age for consumption from 18 to 21.
A record 635,000 faithful, including India-administered Jammu and Kashmir Governor N.N. Vohra, participate in this year's peaceful pilgrimage to the 3,800-meter-high mountain cave of Amarnath, a holy shrine for the Hindu god Shiva.
Vegetarian athlete Patrick Baboumian credits his plant-based diet with the stamina needed for his recent win of Germany's Strongest Man 2011 competition, as well as his current German top ranking in strength sports.
After reaching a successful compromise with the Palestinian Hamas Party, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, agrees to resume humanitarian aid work in the Gaza Strip.
On the occasion of his 40th birthday, Hollywood actor David Arquette travels to the African nation of Senegal to learn firsthand about the effects of malaria and to help further the goal of its elimination by raising funds for the organization Malaria No More.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.